Oh, screw the intro music. Welcome to the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast. I'm Spike. I'm going to blow my brains out.
I sound awake.
It's Mike Levin of LibertyBallers.com. Computer froze. We had 38 minutes of podcast under our belts, and now it's fucking gone. It's all gone.
It was the best 38 minutes in internet history. Spike went off on a bunch of people individually. Called them out.
No, I didn't. I don't even know what to say.
One by one. What do we? Them up like a firing squad.
That didn't happen. Okay, recap. My Evan Turner tweet about him being a big loser. My Evan Turner tweet about him being a big loser was a joke.
Joke.
Mike called me a meta troll, and that's what I am. I'm sort of making fun of being that ridiculous. I don't think he's a loser.
Just an asshole.
I'm just an asshole. Though I would trade him for a can of corn. A literal can of corn. I can't watch him anymore. He's difficult enough to watch anyway, but then when he's hitting game-winning shots, he makes me want to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, Dante Exum is good. Can play with MCW. We'll see, but he's pretty much just shiny and new and unripped apart in the prospect world.
Yeah. What else did we talk about? MCW in the Rising Stars game. Mike thinks Hollis Thompson should have been in there.
Snubbed. Olenek. Bullshit.
And I will maintain that I do think Tony Roten should have been in there, even though you did prove that maybe he shouldn't have been. Not because of his performance, but because of the performance of others.
It's a stacked sophomore lineup. Just trust me that the point was proven, and it was proven gracefully.
Yeah, you made a really great point on that one. Now, before we get to I feel like we got to do the jigsaw, right? I mean, do we not have to do it, or what?
Whatever you think, man.
I feel like we got to do it. Before we get to that, and I will put, if you want the whole version of this song, it will be in the post. We had our first ever, sort of requested by Mike in our last podcast, we had our first ever, what's the word for it, a parody song submitted. Yeah. It is a Sixers parody song.
Inside Lou and Sixers.
Inside Lou and Sixers is like the album that it would come from. The song is called Trade Me, Oh Trade Me, Thad's Song. I'm going to put the whole thing in the post so you can download it and listen to it. But here is, and thank you to Stephen Merkel, who wrote the song. He has other stuff on his SoundCloud page, so go listen to it. So here is the first 30 seconds or so of this fantastic song, I think. Yeah, there we go.
Trade me, oh, trade me. I'll be packed and gone. Trade me, oh, trade me. I'll be packed and gone. I don't mind the losing, but when Brandon Davies dunks upon the rim, I've been all around this world.
It's got fantastic mentions of Evan Turner getting blocked, Spencer Hawes having Mitt Romney underwear, and Thaddeus Young begging to get out of town. It is is based on Hang Me, Oh Hang Me, is the Inside Llewyn Davis song.
It's really morose, and like, yeah. It gets in there. Like, it gets deep.
Yeah, and it really feels like a Sixers song. Let's put it that way. So,
it really does.
So being that we lost most of the real podcast, and we'll owe you, hopefully there'll be a trade by next week. A Wing Bowl will be over. Oh, I mentioned to Mike that I saved Angelo Cataldi's life. He didn't know. He's going to Google that.
I might not care.
You should Google it. And so we'll owe you a long one. The Wing Bowl will be over. I'll have more time. We'll owe you a long one next week. And because I fucked this one up. But I feel like we do owe you a jigsaw. So let's do it.
I want to play again.
I'm too mad to even laugh.
Sorry, dude.
I want to play again.
Oh, Doug.
I want to play again.
The Jigsaw, named after the movie Saw. What's that?
Last week was my cousin versus my mom.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, maybe no more incest.
Yeah.
That's a direct direct quote from my dad.
I want to tell your dad that I thought the same thing. I don't often listen to the podcast, but I listened to that part just to hear myself not being able to spit out the jigsaw. And I still thought it was very funny. Like, I was laughing as I was walking, but it was a little over the line. The jigsaw is where I present Mike with two choices. Both choices are terrible, but he has to pick one of them. Here are your choices, Mike. Choice number one. You must develop a circus-worthy talent. Then join the circus and spend 5 years of your life touring in the circus. It does not have to be Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey, but it does have to be a legitimate circus, you know? Uh-huh. So you can't be, you know, the mustached man or something. The second choice is, you are as intelligent as you actually are, but no matter what you do or how you exhibit it, people will believe you are 20% dumber than you actually are for the rest of your life. What do you choose?
Very specific one.
Yeah.
Very specific one.
Yep.
Did you come up with this in the shower also?
No, I came up with this morning. It was on the walk.
Okay. But you walked to work still with, even though it's freezing out there?
Yeah, I cover pretty much every bit of skin I have except for the area around my eyes, which I can't because I have to see. And it got so cold a few weeks ago. I think it was one of the mornings it was like 7 degrees and windy that I was worried my eyes were going to freeze. So I kept blinking more because I thought my eyes might freeze open. I walk like 3 miles to work. So when it's 7 degrees, that, you know, they're like, limit your exposure outdoors. I'm like, yeah, I'll walk for an hour. Who cares? So
that's brutal.
So those are your options.
That's worse than either of these two options.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's, join the circus with some, like, you know, knife swallowing talent.
Yeah.
For 5 years.
Yeah, and remember, you have to develop this skill too. So it's not like you're just, you have this skill. You have to figure out how you're gonna. Yeah.
And or have people think, which is always your thing about what people are thinking.
Yeah.
That I'm 20% dumber than I actually am.
Yes.
Okay. When would I have joined the circus? Is it right now? Or is it like, you know, could I have joined out of college or something?
Right now. This is a right now part of your life.
It's tough to take five years off, right?
Yep.
Because I got some stuff going on.
More than 5 years, because remember, you're going to have to develop this talent too, whatever it is.
Oh, man.
But remember, as well, you might not even be able to keep your job if everyone thinks you're 20% dumber than you are.
Well, how much is 20% dumber? Like, if I'm 100%, is 0% like, you know, a stool? Or is 0% like, you know, Dave Reuter or something?
No, 0% is like, I don't know, is barely functional.
Okay. 20% is significant. That's what you're saying. Jeez.
I
don't know what people think of my intelligence now, though. So I don't know how to judge it by the 20%. It's a tough one. Neither option is really, like, horrible.
But neither option's something you want to deal with.
Feeling. That's another kind of point.
Yeah.
I would say there's enough idiots in Hollywood that get stuff made that I'll go 20% dumber.
Wow.
Although if you said 5 years out of college circus,
yeah,
I'd get into it.
Okay.
You're like, okay, you get out of college 5 years in circus and then you go, because that'd be a valuable life experience. But I can't leave. I'm in.
Wow. Yeah, I would take the circus. You know,
you're older. You got nothing to live for anymore.
With that, you won. I'm not going to try to top that. That was the winner.
Happy wedding.
Yeah. Thanks, brother. Well, I tell my fiance that all the time. I tell her, I was like, you know, I'm 37 now. Like, whatever you've seen of me up until that point, this point, it's never getting better than this.
It's only getting worse. Fat Spike could rear its fat head.
Yeah, you never, like, I might, and speaking of Fat Spike, wait a minute, hold on. There we go. The only advantage is I might have less energy, so I might be less annoying as I grow up, but I don't know.
There you go.
My dad isn't any less annoying than he was 30 years ago.
Certainly not.
No, so. All right, good podcast. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry, listeners. Or listener, however many. All right, good job, though.
Well done.